falling, lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall.
Walk right in. Just walk right in, like he owned the place. And first thing, right off, he starts asking about them.
About them?
I knew it. I told you so. I told you we could never keep it quiet.
Started right away asking where's their farm. How's the missus taking it? Most of all, he says, what about him? What's he like since he,
Since he done it.
Since it happened.
You never told him where they lived, did you?
Me? Tell him? Let him find out if he can.
Well, nobody tells him. He'll never find him way out there.
Don't be a damn fool, Leroy. He can read a phone book, can't he? This fella. He a reporter.
I never asked him. Give him a chance to ask me things if I did, wouldn't it?
He is a reporter. I told you. I told you we could never keep it quiet. He'll be only the first. They'll be coming here from all over the country now it's gotten out.
He never said he was a reporter.
What else could he be? City fella asking all them questions? He'll only be the first. Somebody's talked. They'll be coming like flies to honey. Reporters, them TV crews, interviewing us.
Not if we don't say nothing.
And what kind of good will that do us now that they're starting to dig? We should talk now.
Somebody's coming. Look.
It's him. That's the one.
Tell them the story our way. That way they don't find out what they must, you see?
Shut up.
Is this Patterson's store?
That's what it says on the front.
Well, hello again, Mr.
Hurlbut. Ezra Hurlbut. Told you half an hour ago.
I remembered you, Mr. Hurlbut. And you're Mrs. Puttister.
Ella Mae Puttister. And you're...
Cliff Martin.
Pleased to meet you. And this here's Leroy Gant.
Hi. I guess Mr. Hurlbut's told you I'm interested in finding out a bit about a man called George Sanox. You know him?
Yeah.
And he lives around here with his family?
If you say so.
Well, is it true? Did he do what they say? Did he?
Who told you?
Leroy.
Maybe you better ask him yourself, Mr. Martin. The rest of us, we just hear things, same as you do.
Mrs. Puttister, there's nothing I'd like better, but there's just one problem. Everybody I ask gets real vague about where the Sanox farm is. I'm beginning to think George Sanox doesn't live anywhere.
I'm afraid that's about the size of it, Mr. Your name was,
Martin. Help you if I spelled it?
2 miles straight ahead, Mr. Martin. Left at the crossroads and left again at the lake. Can't miss it.
Well, bless you, Mrs. Puttister. I promise I'll give your store a real boost.
You some kind of reporter, maybe?
Yes.
TV, eh?
Newspaper.
Oh, the papers.
Yes, but if I find out what happened here is true, why, Mrs. Puttister, there'll be TV cameras everywhere, and I guarantee it.
My, my.
Yes. Well, thank you for your kind help, too, gentlemen. Oh, while I think of it, does anybody know a room for rent in the neighborhood? I might need to be here for a few days.
Nearest motel is in Dungark. 70 miles back the way you came.
Oh, yeah, look, I tell you what, Mrs. Puttister, if you hear of anything, will you let me know?
I surely will. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Ella May, you told him where the Sanoxes was.
Yeah, she's likely right, Leroy. Once they start poking around like this, there's no way we can just run them out of town.
Maybe we can arrange a few problems for him.
Leroy Gant, don't you dare.
Suppose you just leave the ideas to us, Leroy. When the time comes for action, we'll tell you, okay?
Oh, okay. Anyway, bet you anything that guy gets one look at George Sanox and runs off screaming.
Don't bet on it. What we all got to do now is build a fence around Martin. Like he was an animal. Watch everything he does. Head him off if he starts digging too deep. Right, Ellamy? Penny for your thoughts, Ellamy.
Nothing. I was just wool gathering. I heard you all right. How are we going to watch him, then?
You and me and Leroy here, we got the same party line on the telephone.
So?
And so does Brunner.
And?
And Mark Brunner's house looks right down on the Sanix farm.
I see. The four of us can cover Martin wherever he goes.
Five.
Huh?
Old Feta, the operator.
Good for you, Leroy. Feta will be part of it, too. Hears everything, knows everybody. Perfect.
There'll be others who'll want in, too.
The whole town will be in it with us. But we call the signals, and we decide.
Ezra, you got yourself a deal.
This town's got itself a deal. Martin's surrounded. What's he gonna do? Get blood from a stone? Ugh. What the hell's the matter with you?
Blood from a stone? George Sanix knows how.
Mr. Sanox, my name is Cliff Martin. I'm here on business to see George Sanox.
My husband can't see anyone. He's been very ill.
Yes, I understand, Mrs. Sanox, but you see...
Sanox, you're from away.
Yes, but I'm here as a friend. I guess you probably realize why I've come.
You're prying. From what you've heard, it's a mistake. It's a lie, so you go away.
Mrs. Sanox, believe me, I'm not here to make trouble for anyone. Of course it's a mistake. These rumors can't be true, but if you won't let me in to talk to him, there'll be 20 guys like me here the day after tomorrow, 100 next week. And wouldn't you rather have it over with before a small army descends on your family?
Come in and see for yourself.
Mrs. Sanix, how I'd like
to
go...
Open the door. Knock on it.
Beg your pardon?
Knock. Louder.
You're not paralyzed, you know.
Sari, you come out this minute, you hear? Now that there's a Mr. Martin to see your dad on important business, you come out right now.
Why, Mother dear, I'm so sorry. How do you do, Mr. Martin?
Well, hi, Sari. Now, I hope you're not going to add you're from away like everybody else.
That depends. Are you a reporter?
Yes, I am.
Good. That will make things much more interesting. We're all going to be famous, aren't we, Mother?
You go outside. Go on, get...
Is the door unlocked? Why, so it is. You must have been magic indeed to get her to do that, Mr. Martin. I know. I'll call you Prince Martin. But, of course, you are handsomer than the neighbors. Most of them, anyway.
Sari.
You know, my mother appreciates handsome men. She has very good taste.
Get out.
Whatever you say, dear mother. I'll see you soon, Prince Martin. I think I have an unusual task to set you. Princes have to perform tasks, don't they?
Well, yeah, they try.
I want you to put a wide-awake beauty to sleep. Forever. Better go in there now. Oh, and Prince, when you see Daddy, don't jump.
Go in now.
Well, after you, ma'am.
No, I don't go in there. Sari takes in his food, what he eats of it. Go on.
Mr. Sanix? I'm sorry, my eyes aren't used to the dark.
Close the door.
What?
Close it.
Oh, yes, of course. Forgive me, Mr. Sanix. Oh, my God.
Please don't be frightened, Mr. Martin. Almost everybody is, you know.
I am.
Come sit down here by me. Sorry it's so dim, but the light hurts my eyes, you know.
I'm sorry you've been so ill, sir.
Haven't been. Mr. Martin, I haven't much patience for preliminaries and dancing around, so just you never mind them. You just say straight out what I know you want to say anyway.
Mr. Senex, how does it feel to come back from the dead?
So, it's coming out at last. All course in wood. How'd you hear about it? Not from folks round here, surely.
No, the doctor from Dungarth.
Not one of us.
No, that there was no one closer to Rillian.
Pronounced me dead. And then alive.
And were you?
Dead. Ah, yes.
And how long were you, like that?
3 days, they tell me, for the visiting and the wake and all. Oh, and the day in my grave.
4 days. How did you get out of the grave when you, came back?
Didn't they tell you?
I'd rather hear you tell it.
Well, my daughter, Sari, there, she was real cut up about my death.
Well, yes, of course, your family.
My daughter, Sari, she was grieving. Stayed right by my grave the whole night before, they say. When I found myself back, well, I started banging on the coffin lid and she run and fetched the sexton. He was digging another grave close by for Maisie Angus's funeral that afternoon. So he got me up pretty quick.
All that earth, you couldn't have been buried very...
far down? No. Thin topsoil over rock up here. Hard ground in winter. They leave us in a shed till spring melt.
Us?
You know what I mean.
Yes. Well... at least now I know what to think. Mr. Senex, you were in a coma, a very deep one. Life signs are often completely undetectable. I can tell you cases I've run across.
No.
Well, how can you be sure?
I know.
Look, let's start from the beginning. I think I can make it clear to you. Now, the doctor told me you were face down in the water trough in your barn. Now, you must have slipped, struck your head on something, and fallen in. You remember hitting your head. Mr. Senex? You remember hitting your head? Mr. Senex?
I told you about coming back. I won't talk about my death. Not anyway at all.
But why?
It's kind of hard to explain, but when you've been dead, you don't ever want to hurt nobody ever again.
But why would you want to... I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Ah, Mr. Martin. Sir. You gotta wait till you've been dead yourself. Then you'll understand.
What? What?
Party line. Long and short as us. You mind taking it while Sari's out?
No, of course not. The Senex house?
Oh, Mr. Martin. Just the man I wanted to talk to. It's Ella Mae Pattister.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mr. Martin, the strangest coincidence. I remember you wanted a room to rent, and I was wishing our extra room at the store wasn't reserved already, when what do you think happened?
Your guest canceled out.
Oh, you're just a mind reader, Mr. Martin. The room's free now if you'd like it.
Well, you know, a minute ago I thought I'd be going back tonight, but, well, something's happened to change my mind. I'd be delighted to stay with you.
Wonderful. I'll get the room ready. See you soon.
Goodbye. You know something, Mr. Sanix?
No.
I'm going to bust this little conspiracy of silence wide open.
Are you?
No chain is stronger than its weakest link, and I think I've just found which one's going to give.
That's so. Mr. Martin, if you keep on prying...
And if I do?
Churchyard's going to be full soon.
Here.
Mark?
I'm on the line.
Zeta, you sure Anna can't hear us?
Ezra Hurlbut, are you suggesting I've been operating this exchange for 40 years and can't hear the sneaky click when somebody's eavesdropping on the line, are you?
Sorry, Zeta.
Well, I should just hope so. Of course LMA can't hear us. Why are you so keen? She shouldn't. She's in on this.
I don't trust her. She's sucking up to that reporter. Did you know she's rented him a room? Up at the store.
She what? Leroy, just you calm down. Of course she has, Ezra. I listened in when she called Martin at the Sanixes. Can you think of a better way to keep him under her eye all the time?
No, but...
And whenever he's out, she can search his room, intercept messages, everything.
I still don't like it.
Me neither.
You men are so stupid.
Mark, you watching the farm?
Like a hawk.
Martin talk with Sari?
Maybe inside a bit. Don't know. Sari bounced out in a real huff couple of minutes after Martin got there.
Oh, keep Martin away from Sari. She knows too much.
Oh, what the hell can a kid know?
Ezra's right, Mort. She's been saying real funny things about her mother all over town.
Damn. Everybody know about Martin by now.
Everybody except Cal.
We can't tell Cal.
Lord Jesus, don't nobody tell Cal.
Well, he'll find out for sure.
Not from me.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
No way.
Here's an extra blanket, Mr. Martin. Nights get pretty nippy up here, even in summer.
Thanks, Mrs. Pudister.
Mr. Martin, if this Sanix thing gets really big, will I be on TV?
But in your case, Mrs. Pudister, I can guarantee it.
Only nobody must know I was the first to say.
No word of honor.
Yes. Well...
Why don't people want to talk about? This is, well, it's a God-fearing community. Isn't a miracle something to be proud of?
Not this one.
But why?
Because it isn't. Mr. Martin, the good Lord brought Lazarus out of the tomb as a comfort to them that was grieving for him.
And George Sanix?
He come back for vengeance.
For what?
He come back to get her for what she'd done to him.
She?
His wife, Lucy. She and her man... Cal Tompkins. They killed him. They must have. Else why is he back? That should be resting in the graveyard. Tell me that.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Mrs. Pudister.
I ain't done yet. When they pulled George Sanix out of that water trough, there was a cut on his head. Round the back. Way round the back.
He hid on the ledge when he fell.
Forwards into the water. He fell forwards. Everyone has seen him since so.
Well, then why didn't anyone go to the police?
You don't know Cal Tompkins, do you?
No.
A place like this, Mr. Martin, the police is a long way away. And Cal Tompkins is close, real close. Besides, they never could have proved anything. These days they catch murderers red-handed and the lawyers get them off. We know. We see it on the TV news. There'd be a lot of noise and reporters like you, and you'd all go away again. And we'd be alone with Cal Tompkins, see?
Yes. Yes, I do. Now I begin to see why the rest of you keep quiet.
Until it got out. I told them it would. Now, whatever happens, will happen to you, too.
Sari is talking to him. He's been seen with Martin twice.
What's she saying?
Can't tell.
What does she know?
Who knows?
What if George tells him about how we...
Cal!
They! What if George tells him how Cal and them killed him at the water trough?
George isn't talking. I don't know why, but he won't tell.
What do we do about Sari?
Get Cal.
Cal is afraid of Sari.
Even Cal?
Even Cal.
I've been watching you, Prince Detective. You're doing very well.
No, not really. Apparently, everybody for 20 miles around believes Cal Tompkins tried to murder your father. The only witness was the victim himself.
He won't talk.
But he doesn't need to. All he has to do is kill them.
He doesn't seem to be in a very killing frame of mind, Sari.
He's afraid to go back to the grave as a murderer. But I'll protect him. If he dies again, I'll bring him back again, just like the last time.
Sari, what are you saying?
I brought Daddy back so he could kill them. I called and called, and at last I heard his fists on the coffin. Oh, but Prince Martin, he won't do it. He wants to go back there with clean hands. He hates it here. He'd kill himself, only he knows I'd drag him back again. Oh, help me, Prince Martin. Please help me. Make him kill them.
Mr. Martin?
Hmm? Yeah.
I'm going out for a bit. If the phone rings...
Three long, one short, I know.
Don't answer it.
And why not? Don't you want messages taken?
Just don't answer. Okay?
See ya. Now it's phone secrets. This place is not only criminal, it's crazy enough to cop a mass murder plea. Maybe it'll need to. I don't know why I shouldn't eavesdrop. Every curtain and every window twitches when I walk down the street. Cliff, baby, let's two play I spy. Softly now.
By fire, I said.
Why by fire?
What else will get rid of him? They kill him any other way, she'll bring him back. Fire's clean.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
Thought I heard something.
Nothing.
When does it happen?
In about an hour.
Better be no blunders this time.
There won't. Four walls soaked all around. He'll go like a torch. Huh. Zeta, there's someone else on the line. Cut the...
Oh, God. No.
Get an earful.
Mr. Pudister, they're going to try...
I know. That's why I told you not to answer. Just to make sure you would. just like I warned you. Now you're involved in it, too.
The hell I am. I can go up there and stop them.
Can, but won't.
Why won't I? Because there's more of them?
Nah, because you know he wants to go and stay when he gets there.
You really do hate him. You all hate him.
Nah. First time he was just in Cal's way. Then when he came back, he was going to bring the whole country down around our ears. You any idea what 100 nosy reporters find in a place like this once they start looking?
I do know.
Well, there you are. You look through that window there. You'll see the red light over them trees.
He was the only good man here.
Well, why do you think we're burning him?
On itself, leaving only ashes remaining. Full stop, new paragraph. Grieving neighbors were still combing ruins for the remains of Sanex and rallying round to comfort his widow, Lucy Sanex, as only communities like this know how. Full stop. Regional police, meanwhile, have issued an APB. All points bulletin in their search for the Sanex missing daughter, Sari. Yeah, S-A-R-E-Y. A spokesman for police said they did not believe the 15-year-old girl was implicated in the suspected arson, but may be wandering somewhere in the area in a state of shock. Full stop, and that's the end. You think you got it, Chris? Yeah. Tomorrow afternoon if I drive most of the night. Uh-huh. Mm, see ya.
You leaving us then, Mr. Martin?
Afraid so, Mrs. Puddister.
Will you be doing more stories like this, then?
I don't think so. I've applied for the transfer to the foreign desk.
Well, ain't that something? Where'll you be going?
Well, if I get it, now that I know Canada a little better...
Yeah?
Maybe I'll be asking for the Middle East.